Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Feminization Boudoir Podcast from Candy Apple Press. I am your host, Kylie Gable, and this is going to be the last episode of Season 10. I do two seasons a year. One season goes from December until April, and the other one goes from June until October. And that's why, even though we've only been around for 5 years, we have 10 seasons. And I guess each season lasts about 20, 22 episodes. So without really being able to do the math, I'm thinking maybe we've got about 220 some episodes, maybe, which pretty impressive, I think. Pretty happy with that. So today we have another one from Shayla Aspasia. It's part 5 of the Feminizing Her Rival series. And it's only a 6-part series, so we're almost done with it. And I believe that, you know, when we come back, it'll probably be the one kicking off the new season. So don't be looking for us next week. The premium podcast will still be going on through May. But the free one will be coming back on the very first week of June. And so I hope to see you all there. In the meantime, here's Shayla Aspasia with a clip from Part 5 of Feminizing Her Rival.
Feminizing Her Rival, Part 5. Written by Kylie Gable. Narrated by Shayla Aspasia. Doug's heart pounded in his chest as he entered the office lobby, his face burning with embarrassment. He was dressed in a pink skirt suit that clung to his body, unnervingly, and highlighted his fake curves, his small frame betraying him even in this humiliating getup. His legs were encased in sheer stockings, ending in a pair of black heels that made walking an awkward, precarious endeavor. The purse he carried, a dainty little thing with a long strap, felt like an anchor weighing him down further into shame. The first person he saw when he entered the office was Maggie, and as her face beamed with cheerful welcome back, Doug found the subtext overwhelming. She was enjoying his private humiliation of hiding his heels under his desk and trying to pass off women's pantsuits as male clothing was now going to be much more public and on display. It was only a few steps from the reception desk when Andy saw Caitlin and Doug arrive. "Wow," Andy remarked, clearly amused as he took in Doug's new appearance. "Caitlin really outdid herself this time." Doug shifted uncomfortably, his hands instinctively reaching up to touch the blonde wig that now adorned his head, styled into soft waves that framed his feminized face. His cheeks were stained with blush, his lips coated in glossy pink lipstick, and his eyes, those innocent light blue orbs, were surrounded by artfully applied eyeshadow and liner, making them look somehow both vulnerable and alluring. "Give Andy a twirl, Doug," insisted Caitlin. Doug complied, taking a few tentative steps before spinning slowly in a full circle. He tried to keep his eyes forward, not wanting to meet Andy's gaze, as he carefully studied Doug from head to toe. When Doug finished his twirl and came to stand still again, Caitlin stepped closer and placed her hands on his shoulders. "Come on," she said, her voice gentle but firm. "Introduce yourself." Doug felt the heat rising in his cheeks as he looked up at Andy with what he hoped was a convincing smile. Taking a deep breath, he forced himself to speak in a girlish voice that sounded strange even to him. "Hi, Mr. Bellows," he said nervously, trying to put some extra emphasis into the words, as if it would make them more believable. "My name is Sabrina." "Can't say I ever pictured you as Sabrina, but it suits you," Andy continued, smirking as he watched Doug squirm under the weight of his gaze. Shut up, Doug muttered, his voice barely audible. He knew Caitlin was responsible for his current predicament, and it galled him that she had managed to exert such control over him. He couldn't help but feel increasingly powerless and emasculated, as if this transformation had stripped away not only his dignity, but also his very sense of self. Still, it was 10 times worse having Andy, who was his friend, as well as his boss. He was going along with it. He wasn't Sabrina. He was Doug, and Andy knew it. Eyes just shot daggers at Andy. Hey, don't blame me, Andy said, raising his hand defensively. You brought this on yourself with your attitude. Besides, you have to admit, Caitlin has turned you into a very convincing woman. Doug gritted his teeth, wanting nothing more than to lash out at Andy and escape this nightmare. But he knew that doing so would only make things worse, cementing his status as a laughingstock within the office and potentially ruining his career. So instead, he swallowed his pride and forced himself to endure the humiliation, each passing moment chipping away at what little confidence and power he had left. The fluorescent lights on the office lobby flickered overhead, casting an unflattering light on Doug's pale skin and pink lipstick. He could feel the weight of his purse on his shoulder and the tightness of the skirt around his thighs. His heart raced in his chest as he stood there feeling exposed and vulnerable. So what do you think? Asked Sabrina. I mean, it just might work. He was dancing with him already, right? Asked Andy. Cheek to cheek, said Caitlin. I don't think that we have that much to lose, said Andy. Let's go for it. You might not have much to lose, replied Doug. This is so humiliating. Listen, Sabrina, Andy began, looking Doug up and down with a mixture of amusement and concern. I know you're not thrilled about this, but if you want to keep your job, you need to play along. Doug clenched his fist, anger rising at the thought of being manipulated by Caitlin and Andy. Yet he couldn't deny the truth in Andy's words. His numerous transgressions had left him in a precarious position, one that they could easily exploit to their advantage. But this is ridiculous, he said harshly, his voice wavering despite his best efforts to sound assertive. Is it? You've been treating people like crap for years, especially Caitlin. It's time you face some consequences, don't you think? Andy countered, his eyes narrowing as he observed Doug's growing discomfort. Besides, what's the alternative? We go to HR with everything we have on you, and your career is toast? Doug hesitated, his mind racing as he considered his options. He could continue the charade, endure the humiliation and degradation, and hope that it would be enough to save his job. Or he could rebel, reject the persona forced upon him, and risk losing everything he had worked so hard to achieve. The choice seemed impossible, each option more unbearable than the last. Look, I know it's not ideal, Andy conceded, softening his tone slightly as he saw the uncertainty and fear in Doug's eyes. But it's only temporary, just until we have this contract finalized. And who knows, you might even come out of this a better person. Doug's chest tightened. The thought of submitting to Caitlin's whims and desires chipping away at his already fragile sense of self. But he's looked around the office, taking in the curious glances and barely concealed smirks from his co-workers. It became painfully clear that he had no other choice. With a resigned sigh, he nodded in agreement, feeling the last remnants of his pride come crumble beneath the weight of his submission. Fine, he whispered, his eyes downcast as he accepted his fate. I'll do it. I'll be Sabrina. Good, Andy said with a nod, his face betraying a hint of sympathy for Doug's plight. Now, let's get you settled in before anyone asks too many questions. As Doug made his way over to his hyper-feminized work environment, Doug couldn't help but feel an overwhelming sense of humiliation and loss. He had been bested by Caitlin, forced to adopt a persona that made him feel weak and powerless. And though he knew he had to comply in order to protect his career, each step forward only served to deepen his sense of defeat. Kristen glanced up from her computer screen and did a double take as she saw Doug take his desk. Her eyes widened in delight as a wicked grin spread across her face. Unlike Andy, she knew how well Doug could clean up, but she certainly wasn't expecting to see Sabrina show up in the office today. "Wow," she said, looking up at Doug. "I knew Caitlin had something planned, but this is even better than I could have imagined." Maggie added her own amused laugh to Kristen's. Adjusting her stylish glasses, she eyed Doug's appreciatively. Taking in the pink skirt suit, matching heels, and carefully applied makeup that transformed him into Sabrina. She wondered if maybe when this was all over, Doug might want to start somewhere else. And she'd finally have a chance to join the marketing team like she always wanted. "Isn't she absolutely fabulous?" Maggie gushed, her voice dripping with sarcasm. Caitlin really outdid herself. "Thank you," Doug mumbled, his cheeks burning with humiliation. He could feel their eyes on him, dissecting every detail of his feminization. They were reveling in his discomfort. It was bad enough that Caitlin and Andy held so much power over him, but now he had to endure the mockery of his coworkers and even a lowly secretary as well. "All right, let's not make a scene," Andy interjected, trying to keep things professional despite the bizarre situation. "Sabrina here has a lot of work to catch up on, so let's all get back to business." Reluctantly, Kristen and Maggie returned their focus to their task, though they couldn't quite suppress grins and occasional glances in Doug's direction. As Doug took a seat at his desk, now adorned with a nameplate that read Sabrina, he couldn't help but wonder how long it would take for the entire office to learn about his new persona. Just then, the office door swung open, and Rudd and Eric strode in, deep in conversation. Behind them trailed Jared. The project manager had a commanding air of authority and an eye for expensive tailoring that was all too evident in his immaculate three-piece suit. "Morning, everyone," Rudd greeted, sparing only a quick glance around the room before turning back to Eric and continuing their discussion. "Who's that?" Jared whispered to Maggie, his brow furrowed in confusion as he looked at Doug, now dressed as Sabrina. "Meet Sabrina," Maggie replied, her eyes twinkling with mischief. "She's our newest team member." "Really?" Jared raised an eyebrow, clearly unsure of what to make of the situation. "I didn't realize we were hiring anyone new." "Surprise," Andy chimed in, his voice dripping with irony. "Now, let's get back to work, shall we?" As the office buzzed with activity, Doug tried to focus on his task, but the weight of his feminized attire and the lingering stares from his coworkers made it nearly impossible to concentrate. Every time someone glanced in his direction or chuckled under their breath, he felt another wave of humiliation crash over him. And with each passing moment, Caitlin's control over him seemed to grow stronger, leaving him feel more powerless than ever before. This afternoon, sun cast long shadows across the office as Doug, dressed as Sabrina, tried to focus on his work. His fingers fumbled with the keyboard, hindered by the long acrylic nails Caitlin had insisted he wear. He could feel the weight of his coworkers' eyes on him and their whispered conversations about his new appearance. "Hey, Caitlin, Sabrina," Rudd called out, striding over to their desk with Eric close behind. "We don't have much more time in your beautiful city, and we would love to have you show us around tonight. We'd like to get some dinner and then go dancing, but maybe something like a disco instead of a jazz club." "Disco?" asked Sabrina. "Like a dance club?" said Caitlin. "Right, nothing serious," added Eric, "just dancing." Sure, sounds fun, Caitlin replied brightly, not even bothering to consult Doug. She shot him a challenging look, daring him to object.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Candy Apple Press writer and occasional narrator, Victoria Vaughn. Our last ad for the premium podcast was a bit hard sell because we were very worried that Spotify could be pulling the plug on the free podcast very soon. A few months later, and it doesn't seem nearly as imminent a threat. So why should you subscribe to the premium podcast? First, we have about 55 hours of audios all available for the monthly price of $15. If you only heard the free versions, you're missing a bunch of short audios and some of the best parts of audios you have heard. Of course, there's new audios added every week. Even better, the subscription appears as payment to Spotify, so nobody has to know what it's for. If you can't afford it right now, we hope you'll continue to enjoy the free version. But if you do have the means, we don't think you'll be disappointed.
There's a link in the description to sign up for the premium, or just Google Premium Feminization Boudoir Podcast.
Sabrina and I would love to come along. Great, Eric said, grinning. We'll pick you up around 8. Look forward to it, Caitlin agreed, her eyes never leaving Doug's face. As their Dutch clients returned to their discussion, Doug felt an icy knot of dread form in his stomach. The thought of spending an entire evening as Sabrina on a romantic date with a man made him want to crawl under his desk and hide. What if he wanted more than just a dance? This evening would be a disaster. See you then, Doug muttered, his voice barely audible. He couldn't meet their eyes, acutely aware of the humiliating situation he'd been found himself in. Can't wait, Caitlin added with a wicked smile that promised further torment for Doug. She patted him on the back, her touch leaving him feeling more vulnerable than ever. You're going to have so much fun, Sabrina. As the workday finally came to an end, Doug reluctantly followed Caitlin to her car, dreading what the night ahead held in store for him. All right, let's get you ready for your double date, Caitlin announced. As they entered her apartment, her tone dripping with amusement, she led him into her bedroom where she pulled out a striking red halter dress and threw it on the bed, accompanied by a pair of matching stiletto heels. You're going to look stunning in this. Doug stared at the outfit with growing horror. Caitlin, please, I can't. Shush, she scolded, her eyes flashing like lightning as she held up the dress. There's no turning back now. You will wear this and you will like it. Otherwise, what will I do to answer all those complaints about you or do with the pictures of you I have posted online? Doug felt a shiver run down his spine, knowing he was powerless in that moment. His hands trembled uncontrollably as he slowly began to change into the dress Caitlin had chosen for him. It felt different from anything he had ever worn before, more exposed and vulnerable than ever. Almost as if he were standing there completely nude, the fabric clung to his body like a second skin, accentuating every curve Caitlin had painstakingly created through padding and cosmetics. The intensity of her glare made him flinch with fear. Caitlin worked diligently, applying the different layers of makeup with deft precision. She was precise in her brushstrokes, carefully covering Doug's face in an array of colors. After a few moments more of artful application, Caitlin stood back to inspect her work. The last touch was a coat of glossy lipstick applied to his lips, which she added delicately and with reverence. Admiring his new transformation, Caitlin whispered in awe. Almost done. You're a vision, Sabrina. The face that stared back at him from the mirror was one Doug still couldn't get used to. Feminine and beautiful, but also a cruel reminder of how powerless he had become. As Caitlin adjusted the final touches, Doug couldn't help but feel that with each stroke of her makeup brush, she was painting him further into a corner. Doug's thoughts were shattered as he heard the buzzer of Caitlin's apartment door and he nearly jumped out of his skin. "Come on, let's not keep them waiting," Caitlin urged, grabbing her purse and heading for the living room. Doug followed closely behind her, his heart pounding in his chest as he prepared to meet the two men who could ruin his career. Sadly, if things went well, it would be Caitlin and some mystery woman named Sabrina who got the credit and not him. When the guys finally arrived in the living room, Doug locked eyes with Rudd and Eric immediately. Both were incredibly handsome and impeccably dressed, their broad shoulders and slim figures creating a striking silhouette. Rudd stepped forward first and offered Doug a warm smile that made Doug's stomach flutter with nerves and anticipation. He kissed Doug on the lips gently, murmuring, "You are absolutely breathtaking," before stepping back to introduce himself properly. Eric followed suit shortly after, his gaze lingering briefly before he greeted Caitlin formally. His voice was smooth like velvet and sent shivers down her spine, while his deep blue eyes sparkled with admiration as he praised Caitlin for her exquisite taste in decorating her apartment. The atmosphere shifted as Rudd and Eric shared knowing glances. It was obvious both men were extremely impressed by their date's beauty. The four of them quickly descended the stairs to grab a cab that would take them to their destination for the night. Excitement filled the air as they rode through town. Exchanging stories and laughing along the way, Doug played the part of the carefree to the hilt, but inside, he was anything but carefree. For a moment, he thought about faking his stomach bug as an excuse for returning home. Doug's high heels clicked on the pavement as they approached the upscale restaurant. His heart pounding in trepidation, the red halter dress clung to him carefully, a constant reminder of his humiliating situation. He tried to focus on walking gracefully, aware that every eye was on him and Caitlin. "Remember, you're Sabrina," Caitlin whispered, her voice cold, but with an undercurrent of excitement. "Don't forget that. You're a girl on a date with a guy. Show him a good time." "Right, Sabrina," Doug muttered, feeling the weight of the persona settle heavily on his shoulders. Eric and Rudd held the doors for their dates at the entrance. Both immaculately dressed and smiling warmly. They were gentlemen, at least. Doug's stomach twisted as he saw Rudd's approving gaze sweep over him, taking in the feminized vision Caitlin had created. "Wow, Sabrina, you look stunning," Rudd exclaimed, making a show of looking Doug up and down. "Thank you," Doug mumbled, struggling to maintain his feminine facade. His cheeks burned with embarrassment as he realized he'd have to endure an entire evening like this. "Shall we?" Caitlin asked, linking arms with Eric as they entered the restaurant, leaving Doug and Rudd to follow. "Here, allow me," Rudd said, offering his arm to Doug with a gentlemanly flourish. Doug hesitated, gritting his teeth before reluctantly accepting the offer. "Thanks, you were very kind," he said softly, trying to find solace in Rudd's polite behavior. The dinner itself went smoothly with elegant food and sparkling conversation. But as soon as the night wore on, Doug couldn't help feel increasingly humiliated by his predicament. "Could you pass the salt, Sabrina?" Rudd asked, his tone friendly and warm. "Sure," Doug replied, his voice crackling slightly. As he handed it over, he could feel Rudd's eyes lingering on him, and he squirmed in his seat, barely able to suppress the urge to flee. "Are you all right?" Rudd asked, noticing Doug's discomfort. "Fine, just a bit warm," Doug lied, trying to brush it off as nothing more than a minor inconvenience. The conversation flowed around him, but all Doug could think about was the growing sense of humiliation that threatened to overwhelm him. He felt trapped, both in his feminized body and under Caitlin's control. "Let's hit the disco next," Eric suggested, earning enthusiastic agreement from the others. As they danced and drank at the club, Doug found it impossible to ignore the man who looked at him with lustful eyes. It was clear that Rudd saw him as an attractive woman and the realization made him feel even more emasculated. "Having fun, Sabrina?" Rudd shouted over the music, his arm casually draped over Doug's waist. "Sure, yeah," Doug lied, forcing a smile. Inside, though, he felt like screaming. He couldn't help but wonder how much longer he could keep up the charade without breaking down completely. The night stretched on, every moment filled with laughter and dancing that only just served to intensify Doug's feeling of powerlessness and humiliation. And as they finally left the club, Doug couldn't shake the sinking feeling that there was no escape from Caitlin's control or the persona she had forced upon him. 11, 12. As the night came to a close, the four of them stood outside the club, the cool night air providing a stark contrast to the heat and sweat that had permeated the crowded dance floor. Doug shivered involuntarily, goosebumps prickling exposed arms and legs, as he clutched at the hem of his tight dress and clung to his feminized form. "Let me give you my coat, Sabrina," Rudd offered, already slipping it off his broad shoulders and placing it around Doug's. The weight of the coat both comforted and horrified him, another reminder of the male attention he had garnered through the night. "Thank you, Rudd," Doug forced out, his voice high and demure, a practice facade that only served to further his humiliation. "Did you have a good time tonight?" Caitlin asked, her eyes sparkling with a mix of genuine curiosity and barely concealed amusement. Yes, it was nice," Doug whispered, avoiding contact, the shame threatening to suffocate him. "Great. I knew you would enjoy yourself," Caitlin beamed, completely in control of the situation. She hailed a cab, and they all piled in, with Eric and Rudd sandwiching the two women in the back seat. "Take us to 1452 Wellington," she instructed the driver. Asserting her dominance once more, Doug's heart sank even lower, knowing there would be no reprieve from this nightmare anytime soon. "Such a fine night," Eric exclaimed. "Still energized by the evening's events, I wish we were in your country longer." "Well, you'll just have to make an excuse to come back," Caitlin agreed, linking her arm with Doug. He couldn't help but notice how her grip tightened just a fraction, a subtle reminder of her power over him. "Sounds like a plan," Rudd chimed in, completely oblivious to the internal turmoil raging within Doug. "Sure," Doug mumbled, feeling tears prick at the corners of his eyes as he stared at the window into the dark cityscape. The cab ride felt like an eternity, and with every passing block, his submission to Caitlin grew more absolute. As they finally arrived at Caitlin's apartment, Eric and Rudd exited the cab first, each planting a gentle kiss on their prospective date's cheeks before bidding them goodnight. Doug could hardly stand it. Not only had he been feminized beyond recognition, but now he had also participated in a double date that ended with a painfully emasculating farewell. At least he thought he had survived it, and it was finally over. "Wow, I've had so much fun. I don't want the evening to end," said Caitlin wistfully. "Would you like to come up for a drink?" "A work night," said Eric, "but I guess one drink won't hurt us. I really have enjoyed myself, too." "We won't stay too late," agreed Eric. "Great," said Doug, as if trying to convince himself. The four of them entered the apartment, the atmosphere charged with anticipation. Caitlin led them to the living room, where she poured drinks for everyone. The lights were dimmed, casting a warm glow over the room. Doug couldn't help but feel a sense of unease as he sat down on the plush couch, acutely aware of the feminized persona he was still embodying.
Well, that was Shayla Spazierine, part 5 of Feminizing Her Rival. And that, as I said, is the last audio of season 5. We will be back in June. The premium podcast will keep going on. And just want to thank you again. Without you guys, I am basically Gladys Knight without the Pips. I am the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. I am not getting anything done. So I appreciate your support, and I hope next month, well, not next month, but in June, you'll be back. I know I will be. Take care till then. Bye-bye.